The Williamstown Theater Festival's 2018 summer season gets underway later this month and will feature seven productions running from June 26th through the 19th of August. The season will kick off with the world premiere of The Closet by Douglas Carter Bean. It is a comedy about a divorced man who is stuck in a dead-end job in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and finds solace in his optimistic female co-worker. Matthew Broderick, Jessica Hecht, and Brooke Ashmanskas, thank you, will star on the main stage. The season continues on the Nico stage with the world premiere of Adam Rapp's The Sound Inside, which is about an accomplished professor at an Ivy League university who allies herself with a student to tackle a challenge. Mary Louise Parker will star. David Cromer, newly Tony'd David Cromer, will direct. And here to tell us about those shows and the rest of the amazing season, we welcome the Williamstown Theater Festival Artistic Director, Mandy Greenfield, back to the program. How are you?
I'm well. So happy to be here with you.
It's
Thank
wonderful
you for having me.
To have you here. I'm sorry the roads didn't always cooperate, but it's wonderful to have you here, and I thank you for taking the time out of your day. I know you had pretty much everybody showed up yesterday, right?
Everyone turned up on campus in Williamstown, Massachusetts yesterday. The shows, the first two, our season openers, had a couple of weeks of rehearsal in New York City, where you know some of us are based almost 9 months of the year.
Yep.
And we are all here now and having a great time in this beautiful part of the world.
So let's, I gave a little bit on these two shows. We'll talk about those because they're the kickoff, and then we'll get into the rest of the season because there's a lot to talk about with that as well. But I don't think I need to tell you this. It's a hell of a way to start a season.
Oh, thank you. We're looking forward to it. You know, having Douglas Carter Bean and Mark Brokaw working on The Closet, which, as you may know, is actually a play, a world premiere play inspired by a French film called Les Placards. That's my French accent working for you.
Very nice. I
thank you.
It.
Thank you. I don't speak a word of French. You know, it is a true contemporary satire, a wonderful and very welcoming way, I think, to kick off our season, of course, with Matthew Broderick and Jessica Hecht and Brooks Ashmanskas. Say that three times quickly. I know.
Brooks Ashmanskas, who's been on this program a million times. We love him. He's a favorite at Williamstown. He's a
favorite
everywhere.
Indeed. I know.
He's the best.
And Anne Harada, and I mean, just a wonderful company. Will Cobbs, incredible group of human beings pulling this show together, working hard to help us laugh and take a look at some of the most, you know, challenging sort of problems in our culture right now. Namely, you know, the problem of living authentically. And, you know, in this play, Matthew's character actually pretends to be gay in order to avoid being fired from that dead-end job you referenced. And sort of the hijinks that come out in that posture is what the sort of action of the play follows. But of course, you know, that pretense really causes both him and the people around him to look at themselves more honestly and make a set of choices that ultimately cause each of them, I think, to live better.
You can't, on paper anyway, I haven't seen it, but on paper, it seems like you couldn't find a better person to play that role than Matthew Broderick. He seems like it was just made for him.
You know, it's funny.
And maybe it was made for him. I don't know.
It's funny. If Douglas Carter Bean were sitting here, I think he would say that ultimately this role was really written for Matthew. Matthew has helped us develop the play. He's been working with Doug and with Mark Brokaw on the play for some amount of time. And you know that thing that happens, especially with world premiere work, with living writers, you know, when an actor is deeply involved in the making of things over time, the writer really starts to hear the music of his or her writing in that instrument of the actor. So in some ways, it has been a bit tailor-made for Matthew, and I think he's going to be wonderful in it.
And then with Jessica Hecht on the stage, that's just stir, mix, and enjoy.
I know. She was with us last season.
Yes.
If you recall, for The Clean House, the revival of Sarah Ruhl's play that we did, she's been with this theater festival for so many years. I believe this is her 11th production with the Williamstown Theater Festival, and I'm just thrilled to have her back.
And then on, so that's the main stage. The Closet runs from June 26th through July 14th. And then we mentioned the The Nico Stage. It's June 27th through July 8th, The Sound Inside. And Mary Louise Parker will star. David Cromer, as we mentioned, just won the Tony for The Van's Visit. So riding high there.
And absolutely riding high. This is a world premiere Adam Rapp play. You know, for theater fans, Adam Rapp is like one of the voices of this generation. He just writes with, you know, such incredible honesty and integrity. This is a very literary, very dense, very beautiful piece of writing. It's an intimate piece. It's a two-hander. It's Mary Louise Parker and one other actor, a young actor by the name of Will Hockman. And they are working every day under David Cromer's visionary, brilliant, detailed direction, and I'm so excited to see it come to life.
Okay, so let us, before we get into the rest of the season, tell us how last season went and tell us what you were looking then to do this season to sort of bring your vision of William. This is your third season, correct?
This is actually my fourth season.
Fourth season.
You know, I feel as though, you know, the Williamstown Theater Festival has this, you know, 64-year-old history of artistic excellence, of, you know, nurturing the next generation of theater artists, and of making work that is really sort of populating the American theatrical landscape. We were thrilled this year when Martina Mayoc won the 2018 Pulitzer Prize for Drama for her play Cost of Living, which of course premiered at our festival in 2016. And, you know, the notion that this festival can be a place where American theater artists, from the luminaries to the newbies, can come and make work and take big risks and do something for the first time and let it then, you know, impact the world, you know, on a regional level, on a national level, on an international level, is thrilling. So in making these bodies of work every summer, we just want to grow that reach.
So how do you, as artistic director, decide, okay, well, the best place for this perhaps brand new work is the main stage. Maybe this would be better off on the Nico stage. How do those, are those calls ultimately made?
I mean, you're asking me in some ways about, you know, a pieces of the core pieces of some of my, you know, of my job. You know, the we have these two theaters.
Yep.
You know, when you look at material, there are a lot of factors to consider. There is the material itself, the writing, the writers, the artists who then come together around it, the director, you know, the actors. But, you know, at some level, it's also about sort of what a play wants, right? A very, very intimate play like, for example, The Sound Inside or others we're going to make on the Nikos need kind of that the really close proximity of the audience to the words. Other plays where, you know, for example, you know, With the Closet or Lempicka, the world premiere musical we're going to make following. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Member of the Wedding, the revival in our season later. These are plays where the scope, even though they are, in fact, intimate, you know, human pieces of art about the interior experiences of people, the scope and the largesse and their expansiveness can really fill that big room, you know. In the case of Lempicka, also, you know, a 10-piece orchestra and, you know, all of the elements of a new American musical, Rachel Chavkin's vision, and you know what the piece wants can sort of announce itself into that big opening in that big beautiful space of the 62 Center for Theater and Dance.
July 19th through August 1st, Lempicka, a world premiere musical. As you mentioned, the story being what?
So it's interesting, you know, in the New York Times yesterday, there was a piece about a theater piece on in New York that looks at the life of a one-time very famous artist named Susie Solidor. And in that piece, it references Tamara de Lempicka, who is and was, who was a real artist who worked in the sort of early parts of the 20th century. She was born in Poland. She met and married her husband in Russia. She then, on the sort of eve of the Russian Revolution, flees Russia and comes to Paris, and partially out of necessity and partially out of being, you know, moved, becomes a painter in Paris and rises from, you know, relative obscurity and refugee status to star of the art world in Europe. And this, you know, this painter, Tamara de Lempicka, you know, was this major painter at that era in Paris. And, you know, because of just the nature of how art historians and our American culture, I think, has progressed over time. She's someone who we've only recently remembered and reclaimed and restored to her proper place in art history. And this musical looks at that life, looks at the life of this extraordinary painter who, somewhere between the great love of her life in her husband and the great second love of her life, a woman that she falls in love with, who is actually a prostitute, and building this side of kind of epic life, becomes a major painter of her generation.
And do you look for musicals specifically and say, oh, we should do a musical season, or this should be the musical, or if it works out that way, great, and if it doesn't?
I mean, it happens to be the case that in each season I've been doing this, we have done a musical. So I guess I have to answer that question by saying yes, every year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, what I'm really trying to do in any season is find, you know, the seven shows that I think have been sort of, you know, created by the most exhilarating, adventurous, bold, brave theater artists and put them together in a diverse and interesting, you know, season of work. And I have such a huge appetite, as I think audiences do, for musicals, right? They do something that is quintessentially American. They release us into a kind of, you know, rhapsodic, abstract ability to experience the greatest of what human beings can do, which is tell story through song. So yeah, I always want to do musicals.
Then the final show on the main stage, then we'll get to the Nikos in a second, but the final show on the main stage is Member of the Wedding. That's the revival, Carson McCullers. Can't beat that.
Can't beat Carson McCullers. You know, it feels, I think there are so many people in the world who feel close to this material, right? It was Carson McCullers' book, which she then adapted into a play. It was also made into a movie. I think it's considered in so many ways a kind of pivotal piece of American writing in terms of examining and exposing the interior life of a young girl as she comes of age, which is how we've historically understood the material. And certainly that is an interpretation that is true and right and will be present in the work that we make. But it's also a play about the 44-year-old African-American woman who essentially raises that young girl. You know, the character Frankie, who speaks at the end of Act One about the we of me, which is the line everyone knows from that show. And, you know, when you say member of the wedding, dot, 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 you get to the we of me quite quickly. You know, everyone remembers it very forwardly as Frankie's story. But it is also Bernice's story, the story of the woman who in this house where there is no mother really sacrifices so much to help this girl come into her own. And I hope to, you know, through G.T. Taylor's amazing direction and the incredible work of the actors we've put together, including Tavi Gevinson and Rosalind Ruff, hope to bring it to life anew.
And then we move to the Nikos stage. Artney Jackson, we mentioned the first show, of course, then Artney Jackson, July 11th through the 22nd on the Nikos stage. Another world premiere, a comedy. Always fun.
Always fun. This is an incredibly special workplace comedy. It takes place in a cable company retention center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Never thought of what goes on in a cable company retention center in Las Vegas, Nevada.
But when I have thought about it, I think comedy.
There you go. Well, come see it. It's by a wonderful writer named James Anthony Tyler. It will be directed by Laura Savia, who is our associate artistic director, with an incredible company of just brilliant actors. It is a play that wears its heart on its sleeve. It will make you laugh. And I think it will also sort of remind us of the sort of beauty of the fact that we make family out of our workplaces. You know, when we spend 8 to 10 hours a day every day with people we're not actually related to, but we build a life with, that equals something. And Artney gets to celebrate that a little bit.
Teresa Rebeck is one of my favorite playwrights. She will be, the newest comedy is going to be on display. It's called Seared, July 25th through the 4th of August.
Teresa Rebeck, beloved by audiences, a dazzling wit, a really thoughtful playwright who is writing at the top of her game. In this play's case, she's writing about the intersection of art and commerce, but the art being examined in Seared is the art of cooking. And this play looks at a kind of, you know, swaggering, brilliant, uniquely talented chef and the relationship he has with his business partner, who's his longtime best friend, and their friendship, which is really at the heart of what this play is about. And yet, you know, the trade-offs, what it means to be a purist and what it means to succeed in your art.
And a great cast.
Thank you.
It's Michael Asper and Stephen, is it Pasquale or Pasquale? I've heard it pronounced both by him.
You know, we'll leave that to interpretation.
Okay.
As I don't speak Italian, in addition to not speaking French.
But a great cast. All right. And then finally, Dangerous House, which is going to be running August 8th through the 19th, as believe it or not, the season will be like that.
But I know.
It's August 8th through the 19th, and a new play, Jen Silverman. Again, great. Great work here.
Well, Jen Silverman, hopefully people will remember from last year's season opener on the main stage, which was The Roommate, same playwright,
yeah.
Very different play. And if ever you wanted to examine the extraordinary art of playwriting as embodied by one human being, come see Dangerous House, because you will not believe that this play came from the same woman who gave us The Roommate, starring Samira Wiley, who so many people love from Orange is the New Black and The Handmaid's Tale, and extraordinary actress surrounded by a great company. We're really excited to put it on.
And in our final moment together,
yes.
I mean, we mentioned all the shows, but there's so much more going on at Williams.
So much more. We have our cabaret weekends. We have special events on Monday, July 9th. Cheetah Rivera will do a one-night-only concert on the main stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival, having just been inducted into, or having been given a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Tony Awards. So Cheetah will be with us. We have a Hot Spot weekend, one weekend, August 2 through 4, of incredibly interesting and dynamic new things. Betty's going to play, Pigpen's going to play, Ophira Eisenberg's going to do stand-up comedy. We have our Fridays at 3 free reading series. It just never ends at the Williamstown Theater Festival.
You can find out all about the festival by going to their website. It's WTFestival.org, WTFestival.org. The summer season gets underway later this month, featuring 7 productions running from June 26th through August 19th, WTFestival.org. Mandy Greenfield is the artistic director at WTF, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the program as always.
The pleasure
is mine. Beautiful season as always. We look forward to catching up with you along the way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.